Hey, Paul.
Brother Zach, how are you, man?
What are you doing, big guy?
Nothing, man. I'm screwing around talking to you. What are you doing?
You know how it is. I got back from the hair salon. I'm getting my makeup on right now, my eyeliner and everything like that, getting ready for the big rock show tonight.
Well, the sexicity has been nonstop with you. First of all, let me get this right out of the way. I need a statement for you. What is going on with the rumors and all the crap with the boss?
Oh, with the boss? Yeah. I really have no idea, dude. I mean, because I call up, I go, dude, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I go, dude, you know, I mean, I was just like, dude, nothing cool, dude. I go, if you're gonna can my ass, you know what? Say it to my face.
Don't be doing this
behind my back. That ain't cool.
So there was a tense moment then with you and the boss.
I have no idea. So I guess we're supposed to hook up. I guess in August and do this goddamn show in San Diego.
The last time they tried this was Down to Earth, and that record ate it. So I'm guessing if Zach's not involved, it's not a good Ozzy record.
I have no idea. I mean, I'm just like, dude, if you can play with anybody you want. I mean, to put it this way, it's like my wife, you can be with any guy you want to be with. But you know what? Don't be, you know, if you're going to be banging a guy in our bed, at least let me watch so I can and enjoy it. They can let me in on the skinny. What's going on here?
Pleasant.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's just not, I don't give a what anybody says. It ain't fucking cool. And, you know, it's like, hey, you know what? Just fucking I'll meet you in a back fucking alley right now and rip your fucking head off. You're going to pull this shit.
It's a family show.
We'll fucking find out.
Excellent. Now, you guys are coming to town on the 11th of August. You're going over to Topeka, over at Landon Arena. I want to get a couple of things out of the way. First of all, I have never had a chance to talk to you about this, and I don't think we've ever plugged this on the air. But the work that you're doing with St. Jude's, can you tell everybody about that?
Oh, yeah. No, St. Jude's is just, it's a beautiful thing. Danny Thomas started it and everything like that. So, you know, it's for all these little beautiful children. You just, you know, have cancer and all this other stuff. So, no, it's a beautiful thing. The whole Black Label Nation, we give, you know, it's, you give money to these kids. I mean, it's because these parents don't have money to take care of their kids. So, I mean, that's when Danny started the whole thing. Right. So, you know, and it'll never get turned away.
And then
the
other thing that you're doing now is you just launched BLS Nation. Tell everybody what that's about.
Oh, it's just really, you know, with the whole Black Label Nation. I mean, it's just our whole gigantic Black Label family, you know what I mean? So it's just a, you know, just another extension of the comedy and the gayness and, you know, the pornness, the whole nine yards. So, no, it's just a whole, you know, because I was telling everybody with Black Label, we don't have fans, we have fans. It's one gigantic family. If you're, you know, in Seattle and, you know, somebody sees you wearing Black Label and, you know, you run into somebody right in a bar or whatever, you're like, hey, dude, what's going on? I'm from New Jersey. With him. Hey, dude, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like you've known the guy for a million years. So, no, it's cool, bro.
So people can check out BLSNation.com. You're coming to town on August 11th, doing your tour thing, pedal to the metal. Now, you've also got Scalage out. And then what's next for you? Obviously, you're doing this show with Ozzy in August. And then
the whole game plan is supposed to be was us doing the pedal to the metal tour, hanging out with the boys, you know, with our Mudvayne brothers and, you know, Static X and everybody on the tour and having a good time.
Sure.
And after we get done with this, the game plan was to go in the studio and work with Oz in September and then knock that out and then obviously go in the studio and start working on another Black Label album and then start touring. So that was about it. And, you know, because I guess the Ozzy tour wasn't going to start until June.
So
we got it. Yeah, we're doing another thing with Gibson, I guess, and we're doing a gig at the Hard Rock, I guess, in Times Square. We're doing a Black Label gig out there as well.
Can people buy that ZV now?
What's that, brother?
Can people buy the Zach Wild ZV now?
Oh, yeah, no. Between the ZV, actually, they just maybe it's like we call it Graveyard Disciple. It's in the shape of a coffin and everything like that.
Yeah.
So they maybe this guitar, I mean, the thing plays, it just kicks ass. It's an Epiphone. Then they're also making another, they're really light. They're awesome. It's another Gibson guitar. It's just, BFDs. That's what they're called. So, you know, like bad guitar. So, I mean, it's just like, that thing plays. I got it on the bus right now. That thing plays amazing.
All
so, right. You know, now everything's, I mean, just work, brother.
All right. Well, you tell Barbran and the rats at home that I said hello, and say hello to everybody on the crew. And thank you for taking a couple minutes. You do your thing.
No,
stay sexy.
It, brother. Tell the rest of the Kansas City chapter out there, you know, stay strong, keep bleeding Black Label, brother.
All right, man.
And you.
What?
Just keep it sexy at all times, brother.
I will do what I can for you and to you.
Okay.
All right, man. Take care, brother.
Gotta love it, man. All right. Take care of yourself, brother.
Later.